Good evening, listeners. Today I'm with Sarah Parker of at Body Mind and Ooh. No Body and Mind Zone. I got it eventually. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about what you do in your business. So how did you get started?
Well, I've been qualified as a complementary therapist now for just coming up to 5 years, so that'll be worth celebrating, my fifth anniversary. I trained at North Devon College in reflexology and Indian head massage. You also have to study all the anatomy and physiology and health and safety too. And since then, I've added additional therapies to my portfolio, the face massage, Thai foot massage, ear candy, lots of lovely extra therapies. And they're all aimed really at helping with specific health conditions, but are also all brilliant at our current lifestyles, helping people with their sort of stress and tension and anxiety and inability to sleep and so on. So just something that really I got drawn into having had my son 10 years ago, couldn't do the sort of career I used to do in sales and marketing, and a second career in my second half of my life.
That sounds really good. So you seem to have set yourself up in your home here.
Yeah, I've got my lovely therapy room here. Lucky enough to have a room that is really peaceful. Got my couch, all my books, my candles, my music and so on. So hopefully you agree, Paul, it's got a nice calm atmosphere in here.
And you're in a nice quiet part of Biddeford, really, of Northam.
Yeah, Northam. So obviously just outside Biddeford, yeah. In Northam here. That's right. So easy to get to, easy to park outside. Because we were newly built, easy access for disabled people as well. Got all the sort of slopes up to the door and the wide doors and so on. So.
And quite easy to find, as I didn't get lost, and I'm very good at getting lost.
Excellent, so well done.
We did find you very easily, so that's good. So how long have you been actually here doing this? Start straight away after the 5 years?
Yes, you sort of get into it slowly, really. And initially I was sort of working in Biddeford. We moved to this particular house 2 years ago, and since moving here, it's really taken off, maybe because I've got the dedicated space now, like a really sort of focus on my complementary therapy business.
So how did you find the Endeavon hashtag?
Well, I only sort of delved into Twitter probably just over a year ago. I went on a training course for social media for small businesses. Hadn't got a clue really about social media, how to use it. And when I started tweeting, I didn't even know what a hashtag was, and I had to phone up the course tutor and say, well, what are these things and why do I need them? Mm-hmm. Probably got off to a ropey start, sort of using completely inappropriate hashtags that nobody would have seen anyway.
Yeah, we've all done that.
Yeah, exactly. But really, I think North Devon, the End Devon and North Devon hashtags have been most useful to me, and I think in two ways, really. One, in being able to talk to people in North Devon who don't necessarily follow me. They can sort of see my tweets and learn about me. But for me also to keep in touch with North Devon people, learn what's going on that I wouldn't otherwise know as well. You can see new followers to follow, events that are going on, traffic news, you name it. It really makes you feel a little bit more plugged in to North Devon.
It's really, really good. Well, thank you for the little interview, and I hope you keep going and go on from success to success. It's been brilliant to meet you.
Thank you very much, Paul. Nice to meet you too.